Coming up, we'll go hands-on with some of the latest capabilities in SharePoint Server 2016 we've added since release candidate, including durable links that always work despite name and location changes, updates to the admin experiences in SharePoint, and new hybrid options that integrate with select Office 365 services while keeping your data on-premises. With SharePoint Server 2016, we're focused on infrastructure improvements and manageability updates to create a foundation for the future. For everyone who's ever used SharePoint, let's start with durable links. In this particular example, Katie shared a document with me that she'd like me to review, SharePoint Server 2016 Quick Start Guide. We can click on the link, and the document opens in Word Online. However, one of the most common operations people perform against documents is renaming the document itself. So in this example, we'll take this particular document and we'll rename it to Final, signifying that I've reviewed the document and I've now marked it as Final. So the new document name is SharePoint Server 2016 Quick Start Guide Final. However, in SharePoint 2016, with durable links, I can go back to the original email, select the link, and it becomes resilient in that it continues to work regardless if this file's been renamed or moved. That is one of the simple admin experiences that we've introduced in SharePoint Server 2016. So hopefully this also means fewer troubleshooting and help desk calls for admins. Speaking of which, there are a number of new admin options for integrating with select Office 365 services. For example, in SharePoint Server 2016, we can quickly configure hybrid options with Office 365 through a selection pane in Central Administration. You can select the Office 365 node, and you can configure scenarios such as hybrid OneDrive and Sites features. So as you can see here, we have the My Site URL, which enables both redirection of OneDrive for business storage, as well as configuring profile redirection with Office 365. I can specify an audience I'd like to redirect, and then I can choose one of the many hybrid options I'd like to configure in my environment. Similarly, in Office 365, we've also enabled a cloud-driven hybrid picker. This enables you to take advantage of the latest hybrid capabilities. What you can see here today are the same options available through Central Administration, which include hybrid OneDrive and hybrid SharePoint Sites. Now let's take a look at some of the user experiences after we've configured hybrid using the options I previously showed you. So as you can see here in SharePoint Server 2016, one of the core investments that we've made is delivering global navigation through the app launcher. In SharePoint 2016, when you're configuring a hybrid environment, you have a number of options available to you, including your on-premises applications, as well as custom tiles and Office 365 services such as Delve, Video, Sites, and Yammer. The Hybrid Team Sites option provides an aggregate view of site membership across both on-premises as well as Office 365. So as you can see here, I have membership across my on-premises SharePoint sites as well as those in the cloud. And I also gained the benefit of intelligent recommendations based on the Office graph. Similarly, for aggregation purposes, hybrid search enables you to discover content across both Office 365 and your on-premises deployments. So I can search for terms such as marketing, and I can retrieve content from locations both on-premises as well as Office 365. It also opens up the opportunity to leverage the Office graph and Delve against your on-premises content. So I can perform the same search query for marketing, and I can return documents across Office 365 and SharePoint Server 2016. In addition to that, as we discussed earlier, you can also configure your hybrid deployment to support redirection of your profile to Office 365 as well. These are an example of some of the great hybrid options that are available in SharePoint Server 2016. And for compliance, we're also introducing the ability for you to configure a hybrid auditing option, which lets you take advantage of the latest innovation in Office 365, such as those available through the Office 365 Protection Center against your content stored both in the cloud and on-premises. So as you can see here, I've already ran an audit log search across both my cloud and on-premises content. And the benefit that you gain from this is that you have all of the capability available to you through the Office 365 Protection Center against your on-premises content. So I can search across checked-in files, restored files, updated files, and more. These are just a few of the updates we've made since release candidate. If you've not been evaluating SharePoint Server 2016 until now, there's a lot more to try out, including new flexible setup options for role-based installations, zero downtime patching to ensure SharePoint always stays up, even during servicing, and information protection enhancements with data loss prevention, in addition to tighter integration with Exchange Server 2016 to enable modern attachments. Try SharePoint Server 2016 today. You can download it from the link below. And thanks for watching.